Chris and Kira on 2FM.
This text, in fact, that we just got in sums everything up. Yee! Wrap off. Exactly. Thank you. That's how excited I am about the wrap off that we're about to do. So excited that I said, oh yee. That's how, I guess, in what a state I'm in, because this is a big rap. I mean, every week, Kira and I, we get a rap track, be it a classic hip-hop or something a little newer, like, you know, we've been doing a lot of Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj and stuff recently, but now we're going a little back. I think this is about 7 or 8 years ago. I think this was 2007. It is Kanye West and Estelle with American Boy. Now, obviously, this was an absolutely massive track at the time for both of them. I mean, especially Estelle, of course, to be featured with Kanye at the time was a huge deal. And Kira and I rapped Kanye's verse in it. Now, everybody knows the track American Boy. In fact, we might even play it to kind of atone for the sins of what we're about to play you once we have both of these out of the way. But let me tell you how this works, all right? I'm going to play you two versions. I'm going to play you my version, and I'm going to play you Kira's version, and then you're going to listen to both, and you're going to decide who did better. Now, I don't think that this is an easy decision for you to make, so please, take a few minutes. I won't even tell you how you can vote yet, because none of that matters right now. All that matters is that you listen to both of these versions, and you tell Kira and I what it is that you think might be the better version, all right? And, I mean, that's all we're looking for from you. So, how about... Kira, actually, by the way, who would you like to go first?
I don't know how to feel about this, because obviously I haven't listened to it. This is a track that I've struggled with in the past. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. I actually think I struggled with the very first line. Who killing them in the UK?
We had to do that about 50 times, yeah.
Yeah. So I also think, do I put on a bit of a London accent in this?
I think you might attempt to.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure if it comes out as a London accent.
Oh no.
But I think the intention to do a London accent was there.
I don't think that I can do this rap any justice, even when I was rapping it. Because you know the way Kanye has that nyee thing?
He does. He has that kind of yes.
But when I do it, I just sound really boring.
Well, Kira, don't sell yourself
also,
down
I
like that.
My voice had to go really deep when I was doing that rap.
Well,
I noticed at certain stages when I was trying to attempt to do that rap that I was like, my voice was like down here. Nyee.
I don't know, Kira.
So I'm not feeling confident, Chris, is basically what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know. Well, Kira, I will be
honest. You just go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is a mountain for you to climb because, as you say...
How come it's a mountain for me to climb every week?
Because last time you didn't do such a good job.
When is it?
And, you know, well, Kira, life is generally an uphill battle, you know? It generally never gets any easier.
Surely it gets to a stage where there's a bit of a plateau, no?
You'd think so. I think me and you have plateaued in life in general. But with the rap, it seems to stay just as difficult, all right? So how about we play mine first?
Just play yours.
Kira, please, try and be sportsmanly about this,
oh,
okay?
No, I am. Well, I'm just like...
I would hope so. All right, so here...
I always support you, in fairness.
You've been very gracious. Yeah. So here's my version. And then we're going to hear both. We're going to hear mine. We're going to hear Kira's... Then we're gonna decide who did better. Here we go.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gotta say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said to me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. I always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Robin, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Brahma, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his soupy spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And you know I ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cash, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the Pips at the Gladys. And hello, they love it. So to hell with all that rubbish.
Yes, so there's my version.
Chris, I don't even want you to play mine.
Would you like to forfeit this evening and simply give the win to me?
Well, no.
Okay.
But I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. This beat is amazing.
Just tell me.
Tell you what?
How bad is it?
How bad is yours?
Yeah.
I don't think it's terrible. Like, not to be smart,
when
I think
you
you've done
that,
a lot worse.
That would be awful.
But you've done a lot worse, in fairness. If that makes you feel any better.
Not really.
You've done much worse.
Okay, fighting. Chris. Okay.
You've done terrible.
Okay.
But here, listen to this, okay?
I don't really...
What?
Oh.
Yeah. Are you worried about me having to play your version?
Yeah, just
all right.
You.
Sorry.
Well, if you're going to play it properly.
No, I will. I'm sorry. I was just getting it ready for the nation, Kira. So you just heard my version. Now you're going to hear Kira's version, then decide who did better, okay?
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gotta say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said to me, cool down, down, don't act a fool now, now. I always act a fool, ow, ow, ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Robina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger, holler at the next ship soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Brahma, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his soup is spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this Pico, tell me he's broken. And I know you ain't in all that. I hear your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat, cat, cash. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the pips are the gladdest. And I know they love it. So to hell with all that rubbish.
That was Oliver Twist doing that rap, evidently.
Do you know what, Chris?
For H-Beak is too bespoke.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Ain't it, Chris? But do you know what? That wasn't as bad as I anticipated.
Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his soup bespoke.
All right, Governor. That was a chimney sweep from EastEnders doing that rap for a second.
Okay, good. I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what came over me. I think it was just...
That was good apart from that. I'm not being smart. That was actually really good apart from that. Dress smart like a London bloke.
Well, it is a London bloke, isn't it?
Yes. I don't know if Kanye does that, though. But no, hey, Kira, that was that actually wasn't terrible, I have to say.
Does.
Like, I mean, that could have been worse, you know, in fairness.
My clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his soup is spoke.
Okay, do you know what? What was I doing? Auditioning for EastEnders. I mean, like...
That was Phil Mitchell.
Oh, God. That was my version of Phil Mitchell.
I thought it was good, Kira. I'm not being
Where's
smart.
Where's that come out of?
Well, Kira, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. That was disgraceful.
Kira, but this... other than that, I think actually I didn't do a bad rap off. I was dreading that, but it was all right.
Kira, you know...
It was all right, innit?
It was dressed smart like a London bloke.
Before he speak, he's soupy spoke.
You know what the great thing is? We, in many ways, we have the efficiency and the resources of RTE Radio 1's news team. So I already have that clip now.
Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his soup is spoke.
And it's in the system forever.
Okay. So there you go.
So that's good.
There you go.
Hey. All right. Listen, here's what we're going to do. Oh, by the way, actually, people need to know how they can vote on this. Good God. If people didn't know how they could vote on this, what would we do? 51552 is the number. Tell us who you think did better. Did Chris do better or did Kira do better? 51552. And Kira's going to tell you how you can Twitter vote for us.
Yes, you can tweet us. My Twitter is at I am Kira King and Chris's Twitter is at hate Chris Green. So we're going to take Twitter votes. And Chris, will we take some calls tonight?
Oh, definitely. 1850-715-922. Actually, I saw some people ringing there. I just didn't get a chance to get to them. There was people ringing already. People have obviously saved the number since last week.
I'd imagine there's a lot of angry London people ringing, Chris, to tell
Furious.
You the truth.
1850-715-922 is the phone number if you'd like to get your thoughts out there on this. Which obviously, I can only imagine that... That you would, you know.
Chris, yes. There's a lot of people out there that should be taking happy little pills because they're very grumpy and rude and mean tonight.
Our poor rapping seems to put them in terrible form.
I know. You'd swear there wasn't anything else going on in their lives, you know.
There mustn't be. I can tell you. Garrows in Kildare says, sweet Jesus, I just flushed my head down the toilet there. As much as I love you guys, that was dog shit on both fronts. Oh, no. Dog shit, no less. Garrows says, Kira gets my vote. At least she brought some comedy to the table with that London accent of hers. Well... I guess so, yeah.
Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his soup is spoke.
Oh,
I guess.
There you go.
There is
Taxi
that.
Ian says, coming from a London boy, very good, Kira. I love the London text. Chris, very good too. Next week, Kira leaves 2FM for Albert Square.
I think, you know what, Kira could definitely play the, like, you could replace the rough barmaid in EastEnders. You know, you're the one who's in EastEnders, who wears, like, the bras up over her top that you can see. You know the one I'm talking about?
Cass!
Yes.
Do you know what, Chris? It's funny.
You could play Cat.
That is not the first time that somebody has made a connection between me and Cat Slater. Because one time I wore a leopard print dress, okay?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And no one has ever
That's
let
something
me live
like
it down.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wore red lipstick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Kira is Cat. What's her name?
Cat Slater.
Yeah. She's the one doing Alfie, isn't she?
She's married to Alfie and they have children in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
But, Chris, right? I did wear that dress again and the girls were like, oh, Kira, you're wearing your Cat Slater dress. And I'm like, for God's sake. Like, she doesn't own leopard print.
No, but she's probably one of the only people who still wears it. That's probably the issue more so. Yeah, you could definitely
I'm
play
Cat Slater.
Kind of.
Oh, God, I'm
Cat sorry.
Slater.
Apologies. But you are kind of Cat Slater. That makes me Alfie, though, and I'm sound.
If I end up with a man as nice as Alfie Moon, Chris, well, then I'll be doing well.
Wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you be doing very well? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to the wrap-off results. Someone says, Chris, you are one of the best rappers of all time. Well, thank you. I'd like to think so. But to be honest, that wasn't great. I'm sorry, but you are normally better. Kira, I was really expecting yours to be horrible, but it wasn't terrible. Apart from the horrible Cockney accent part, I think you did well. Overall, I think for her efforts on a song she hates rapping, I think Kira won.
Thank you.
Hard luck, Chris. You are a great rapper. But, you know, I guess it wasn't my evening. All right then. Well, fair enough.
Well then, somebody else says, Chris, don't sugarcoat that. Kira's rap is like fresh, steamy dog shit.
A lot of people describing it as dog shit this evening.
Probably, yeah.
I've noticed.
Here, Shane in Roscommon says, very, very disappointed with that, Kira. Very, very disappointed with that. Chris, you won by a mile.
Thank you, Shane. Claude in Tip says, Chris, you have the sexiest voice on radio. Well, thank you, Claude. But I have to give this one to Kira. Great Cockney accent.
Thank you, love.
Wow. Good Lord. What
Somebody
is going on
Somebody else says, Christ almighty, what is this caterpillar shit, Chris, all day? I'm not sure. Chris sounded like Kanye, but I can understand Kira. And Kira, I like your London accent. Lol, smiley face, says somebody. Somebody else says, Kira won by a mile. And Kira, because she has a vagina.
She'll take that this evening.
Well, I'll get to our Twitter notifications.
Go for it.
Kieran says, it was close until that English accent kicked in. Then that won it. Well played.
How is Kira winning with that English accent?
That nice guy on Twitter says, that has to be the funniest wrap-off in history. My vote goes to Kira because she made me laugh. Benjamin on Twitter says, Kira, the woman of many accents. Unfortunately, all of them dog shit. Chris for the win. Again with the dog shit. Crown says, lol, that wrap off tonight was something else. Neither Chris or Kira had a great night, but my vote goes to Chris.
Dress smart like a London bloke before he speak his suit bespoke.
Yes. James on Twitter says, better song choice and Kira's rap was sick and Chris sounded like Iggy Azalea. And Kyle on Twitter says, Chris was great. Kira sounded like she had something wrong with her. Chris for the win.
Kira sounded like she had something wrong with
Deborah
her.
Deborah on Twitter says, all right, Governor, you win in it, Kira.
Wow.
And Orla says, I think Kira's version wins. Chris sounded like someone was pinching his nipple.
I can't believe Kira won tonight. This is disgraceful.
I think I kind of did win.
Yeah, this is shocking.
Buster says, I've never laughed so much at your rapping, Kira. Sorry, Chris, but I give it to Kira for the comedy factor.
All right, Kira, well, you won tonight. Good for you.
Yeah, but I'm not winning for being a great rapper. I'm winning for making people laugh because of my stupid London accent.
Do you know why you're winning? You're the Jedward of the rap-off tonight. And that's more or less it. And that's why you're winning. You're winning the same way Jedward win a lot of things. But there you go. Kira, look, I can't argue with the public. They've spoken. And it seems that you are the winner. So,
wow. Hey,
what can you do, eh? I mean, it's the first time for everything.
We'll finish with Sexy Alex's text on this. He says, Kira, you sounded like a bad actor sitting on a jackhammer. Chris, you are epic. Kanye should move aside for you. So there you go.
Hey, look, Sexy Alex, thank you. But it wasn't my night tonight, I'm afraid. Kira firmly winning this evening and nothing we can do about that. All right.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.